previously on Pretty Little Liars.
It's my turn to torture you.
What's that?
It's a box of Ellie's things.
Jason found it. He gave it to me.
You're afraid we found something. Something in this box.
Ellie!
That's his cell phone.
Yeah. Call Caleb.
He's the best way that we can get information on.
No, leave him out of this.
NAT Club. Jason DeLaurentis, NAT Care Rentals.
NAT. We see all. No broke up with me, and I don't even know why.
Maybe you went out with the wrong person tonight. I saw the way you looked at him before the show.
When my mom gets here, can you not mention this to her?
As long as you promise to do the same.
I know that you want answers, but it's just still not safe.
Then why did you come here?
Shutting you out is killing me.
The owner shut down the phone. Are you sure you want me to work on this?
Yes.
Hannah, are you all right with this?
I passed your mom heading out. It's go time. Hannah. Hannah. How much did Caleb get?
I don't know.
He said he was up most of the night.
It's not like we expected decrypting files from his phone was going to be easy.
Caleb's still asking whose phone it is?
Every chance he gets, and I'm still lying to him.
Now that we know that it wasn't Lucas, my money's on Officer Garrett in the greenhouse with the cell phone.
But Jenna broke up with Garrett.
Yeah, after the greenhouse.
Look, the point is, Caleb is still asking about everything. And it's not safe for him to know the answers.
But we should just tell him to stop.
Let's just take a look first.
I know you want to kiss me.
This was all Caleb was able to get? Look, that's Allison's bedroom. What's Ian doing there?
What's he doing with that camera?
Oh my God, he's hiding it.
He was recording this secretly.
Wait, recording what?
What the hell are Jenna and Gary doing in Allison's bedroom?
An AT club field trip? Ian and Garrett are the founding members.
The only one missing is...
Where's Jason? He's passed out. Six pack and some weed will do that to you.
So why the emergency call?
I just left Allison. I tried to get her to hand over her videos, but she wasn't going for it.
Is that the only thing she wasn't going for?
Shut up, Jenna. Hey, this is your fault, Ian. I knew you'd go too far and those videos would come back to bite us. That's why I bailed on this messed up club. Oh, yeah. Well, welcome back. Now we find one before that bitch shows up.
So Caleb has seen this?
Yeah, he couldn't have gotten it off that phone without seeing it.
Now you know why I'm freaking out.
Yeah, but the closer we get to finding out what really happened...
The closer Caleb gets to the top of A's hit list.
He, she, it has messed with all of our relationships. Toby, Ezra, Samara.
Look.
Check this out.
What is it?
It's just a small box. That's weird.
Like, that's the box Jason gave me.
Caleb's done. I'm telling him today.
So what does this mean?
Well, in case we had any doubts, the NAT club, Jenna included, was in Rosewood.
In Allison's bedroom.
The night Allie was murdered.
Got a secret, can you keep it? Swear this one you say. Better lock it in your pocket. Taking this one to the grave. In the showroom that I know you won't tell what I said. Cause two can keep a secret if one of them is dead.
When did you get this?
While you were downstairs. So Ari and Hannah haven't seen this.
Your distance.
I was, okay? I am. It's just that I slipped up last week and I kissed him. And now Toby thinks that we're back together and I can't even...
Toby. What do you want me to say?
That I'm not here. No, that I'm in the shower.
Don't make me lie to him, Spencer.
Please.
Is Spencer around?
She's unable to come to the phone right now.
I came by to pick up the rest of my tools.
Spencer's dead.
Yeah, I heard.
How's Spencer?
Okay. She misses you.
I miss her. She's been kind of confusing lately.
The other day in my truck, she said she was close to telling me something.
To explaining what's been happening?
Things have changed since then.
Can you tell me anything?
No, I don't want to get in between you and Spencer.
I don't think this is about me and her.
I think it's something else.
Spencer's dad is here.
You should probably come back later.
When he's not here? Or when Spencer's not here?
He just drove away? What else is he supposed to do? Totally shut him down.
Like you're protecting somebody that you love.
It's kind of romantic.
No, it's the opposite of romantic.
It's safe. It's what we all need to be.
Hey, well, since Toby still wants to talk to you, because that was definitely not the case last time I saw Ezra. Which makes me wonder, was that the last time I'll ever see him?
No, Arya.
How do I know that? He won't see me, he won't talk to me.
Maybe you just need to give him some time.
I gave him time. At the play, him sneaking out of the theater, that was time. Now I just really want some answers.
How are you going to, without your parents knowing?
Without they knowing.
The beard.
The what?
Holden. Arya's beard.
It means he'll go out with her, but not really out with her, because he's not really interested.
I know what it means.
He's gay.
He's not gay. I've known him since I was five.
He might not have known when he was five.
Has he ever tried to kiss you?
No.
Gay.
Oh.
Hi.
Hi. So, how's the whole reintegration into American society thing going?
Okay. You helped, actually.
I did? How?
It's probably better you don't know.
Okay.
But I owe you one. How's that?
Well, we're still on for tomorrow night, right?
I was counting on it.
Good. Yeah, because that'll help me.
With your friend who walks out on plays?
I think it's best that you don't know. I'll call you later.
I'll answer.
Bye. Hold.
Keys.
Oh man, I totally know what that's like. You get so wrapped up in something, you forget where you are. 2 hours later, it's like, where did I park my car? Did I even drive here?
Thanks.
Video Garrett looked in the box and saw something weird. Wouldn't you like to know what it was?
No. Look, we've already seen what we needed to see.
All of our suspects in the same place at the same time in Allison's room talking about how much they hated her. I don't know why we just don't hand the drive to the police. We should be closing things, not opening. I saw something weird.
My turn to torture you.
Okay, that's creepy.
You think you're safe on the outside, but you're not when I'm on the inside. Are you scared yet? You should be, bitch.
This answer's starting to sound familiar.
Next time it'll be your face, not this pumpkin. Looks like he was cut by something.
It was. Don't you guys remember?
Halloween.
I've never been this way before. Back alleys and backyards have always been the best way to my house. Your sister and Ian are so cute together. Do you think they'll get married?
I guess so. They seem perfect for each other.
Yeah, perfectly bored.
Allie, someone trashed your porch.
What the hell? What does the note say?
Who did this?
Jason's beer buddies. Real funny.
I better get going.
Yeah, me too. What's the hurry? Let's make a night of it.
It's already been kind of a long night.
Look, I'm sorry about the prank. I know I took it too far. Let me make it up to you guys.
Next time it'll be your face, not this pumpkin. That was the note that Allie got. This is an invitation from Noel Kahn's Halloween party. If my memories of that night get any scarier.
Guys,
this note is signed by A. A was after Allison, too. Before they were after us.
Have you talked to her yet?
Not yet.
Hey, heard about you and Noel.
People in China have heard about me and Noel.
Don't let it get to you. All right, the guy's a total tool.
I thought we were friends.
You and Noel?
You still know what a friend is.
No. You and me. I've been calling you for 2 days.
Mona.
You can have this back. I'm done with it.
Sorry. No returns, no exchanges.
Take it. Maybe the next girl you decide to dump all over will like it better than I did.
I'm so sorry, Mona.
Just leave me alone.
No. You are the worst person for me to be around right now. That didn't come out right. No, it's not worth it. Okay, it's not like anyone with half a brain ever trusts him anyway.
Hannah, I'm just saying, he's a bad guy. And you deserve way better.
Never knew anyone who could lie like that. That was second nature with him. It's those eyes. You look into them and you're just like hypnotized.
So what you're saying is he could be a really good supervillain. Look, I know what you need. Me, you, Reeve Ghosh tonight. I'll shut the place down.
It's a date.
Calling from Emily's phone for obvious reasons.
Listen, I really don't want to think about us being over, but you know, whether we are or we aren't, it's something that we should discuss face to face.
So meet me tonight at 8, in front of the clock by Rittenhouse Square. If you come, it means that there's still a chance for us. And if not, then... was sure how badly you'd been hurt, and
I was lucky your mom came home.
I'm so sorry about yesterday.
Spencer.
No, if you'd just gotten your stuff.
Spencer, it wouldn't have made any difference.
What happened?
I was taken down the scaffolding, and the anchors gave way, and
You must be the carpenter. I'm Dr. Kingston. Hi, Spencer.
Hey.
Did you know each other?
Yeah, Ren used to date Melissa.
I was engaged to her, actually, before something got in the way. So, the x-rays confirm the break, but it's clean, should heal well. We'll put a cast on it shortly, but you'll need to spend the night.
Why?
It's routine when there's been a concussion, so don't worry. Oh, next emergency. I'll be back later. Try and be more careful next time, huh? Spencer.
Is there something you want to tell me?
Yeah. Okay. Bye. Toby's okay. Yeah, for now. Guys, if Jenna really is a part of this, do you think she'd actually hurt her own stepbrother? If Jenna would kill and eat her own mother to get back at us. Maybe she's just trying to scare him. Or us. Yeah, well, it's working. If Jenna and Garrett broke up, how could she do this to Toby? She must have found a replacement.
Jenna?
Why'd you go back to that house?
I...
You were never supposed to go back, Toby. It is not safe with those girls, with Spencer.
Don't talk about her. Don't mention her name.
You need to be stronger.
I don't want any advice from you.
Who else is there that knows you as well as I do? That cares about you as much as I do?
Spencer.
You know you'll never be happy with her. You'll never be at peace. She's haunted, Toby. I know a little bit about that.
You shouldn't be here.
I'm the only person who should be here. We're family. Whether you like it or not.
Hey.
Hey, I've been worried about you.
Yeah, me too. What the hell is this?
What do you mean?
I decoded another segment. This is about Allison DeLaurentiis' murder, isn't it?
It's complicated.
Yeah, I can tell. Hannah, why are you and your friends looking into a crime that somebody's already confessed to? Do you think somebody else killed her?
Somebody in this video?
Caleb.
No, just tell me what these videos are all about and stop making me imagine the worst.
Look, whatever you imagine isn't as bad as it really is.
Hey, I can protect you. You gotta tell me.
I can't tell you.
Why? Because I can't handle it?
Because I can't handle it. I'm afraid.
I told you, I can protect you.
No, I'm afraid for you. You just gotta stop working on these videos, all right? They're dangerous.
I get that. Especially since the people that we're talking about are in this town watching me.
What are you talking about?
I was working on this today at the cafe, and I looked up, and Officer Garrett was sitting two tables away.
What are you... Hey! Hannah! What the hell? I spent hours on that!
Look, I don't care. You are out of the phone tech business, as of now. How dare you come here? Emily?
I'd ask you the same thing.
I'm Toby's friend.
Well, there was a time you wanted to be more than that. Good thing he didn't feel the same way, or things would be awfully confusing with Maya, wouldn't they?
You're lucky I don't take that stick.
Careful, Emily. Misplaced anger can be dangerous.
Misplaced? You should have left him alone. You all should have left him alone. You know how everyone close to you gets hurt.
Are you threatening me? Here? Today? I'm just stating a fact. Excuse me. Spencer.
Hey. Is Spencer okay? I heard Toby Kavanaugh had a bad accident.
Yeah, she's fine, but he broke his arm.
Oh, well, he's lucky.
Yeah, seems like it.
So, are you, still going on your date with Holden tonight?
Mom, it's not a date. We're just old friends catching up.
Is there a reason you have to go all the way to Philadelphia to catch up?
Yeah, Holden's been, like, in the wilds of Portugal. I just figured his social skills could use a little shock treatment.
So, where are you going?
I think he's at a place called Michelli's.
Oh, Michelli's. We haven't been there in years. We stopped there with Holden's family on the way back from the cabin at Clear Lake.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I really like that place. How come we only went that one year?
Well, your father hated that cabin, and he swore nothing could ever make him go back there.
Really?
So we should leave around 7?
Mom, really? You're still driving me? Come on, I'm not 12.
Date or not, your father is insisting on closer supervision. So am I.
Okay.
You do me a favor.
Anything.
No, don't be so quick to agree. If you do what I'm about to ask you, you might end up hating me, but this is the only thing that I can think of to save Toby.
What do you want me to do?
Not that bad. I'll be home tomorrow. I've been wanting to talk.
Me too.
Emily, what's wrong?
I
Spencer.
What, is she okay?
Before you and she got together, she was seeing someone else. It wasn't right, and she knew it. But he's back now. And...
what?
It's not right again.
I don't... that's not possible. Why are you telling me this?
Because I can't watch you get hurt.
No. Why are you telling me this?
Spencer couldn't. She's been wanting to for a long time.
Long time.
I'm so sorry, Toby.
Tell me one thing. Who is it?
Okay, so I'll be back at 11. You kids, enjoy yourselves.
Okay, we will.
Does it bother you, lying to her?
Of course.
But you do it anyway.
Look, in this case, what she doesn't know isn't going to hurt her.
Well, what's going on? Are you trying to convince me that you shouldn't be doing this?
No, just making sure it's important to you.
Why? What difference does that make?
Because this is important to me.
Oh, it is to me, too.
So what do your friends think you're doing when you're out with me? Are you lying to them, too?
No, they know. They are a little curious about you, though.
Me?
Mm-hmm. You're a good-looking guy. You're pretending to go out with me while you're sneaking off somewhere else, not telling me or your parents who you're really seeing.
Oh, so they think I'm gay?
No.
Yes?
No. Okay, yeah. Look, it's just...
Aria, I'm not gay.
Hey, okay, well, what are you?
Late. See you at 11.
Bye.
Put a lot of effort into my story.
I'm not denying that. You're a good writer.
Then why the B?
I guess I found that a little unbelievable. The guy leaves his fiancée at dinner to follow a woman he only met 5 minutes ago.
He felt he had to get to know her.
He was at his rehearsal dinner. He was getting married the next day.
Exactly.
Exactly what?
True love saved him from making the biggest mistake of his life.
Do you think that's realistic?
I think it's romantic.
Life isn't always romantic. Sometimes it's realistic. Sometimes things don't work out the way you want them to.
We are still talking about my story, right, Mr. Fitz?
Yes. Sorry. I'll give it another look.
Thank you. I guess that's all I can ask for. Be bold, and mighty forces will come to your aid.
Excuse me?
It's a quote. I forgot who said it, but that's what my story's about.
Put your hands in the water. Watch them go under. Put your hands to the light. Watch the light come through. And I will let you go. And I will let you go.
front of the clock by Reno Square. If you come, it means that there's still a chance for us. And if not, then...
And I will let you go. And I will let you go.
Hey there.
Hey.
Did you and the blender have a fight today?
No, but Caleb and I did.
Oh. Okay. Want to talk about it?
Not really.
I do.
It's nothing. Did you ever keep a secret from Dad?
Well, apparently not as many as he kept from me. Yeah, I guess I kept a few.
Like what?
Remember that time he surprised me by painting our bedroom?
Yeah, that weird green color that looked like puke.
Yeah, well, he was so proud of the job that he did. I didn't have the heart to tell him. I hated it.
Anything bigger?
Once, Steve Anderson made a pass at me.
What? Mom, that's Dad's best friend.
Which is why I kept it a secret. After telling Steve that I would spill it if he ever tried it again. But I knew your father well enough to know that if I told him, it would hurt him. And if I didn't, he wouldn't. What's the big secret you're keeping from Caleb? Did you lie to him?
No.
Hannah, please.
It's nothing. I have to go meet Mona.
You feeling all right? Something I can get you?
Just some answers.
Yeah, sure. What's on your mind?
You and Spencer?
Oh. Well, I kissed her. I'm not going to deny that.
Big of you.
Well, I was under the impression that you two were over, so...
Did she tell you that?
Yeah, she did, actually.
You should go now.
Come on, mate.
I'm just saying, I may have broken my left arm, but my right arm's fine.
To down a couple shots and flush Nolcon out of my system.
Wait, I thought you lost your fake ID.
I've got another one I could use from an old friend. What? Looks like somebody made a new friend. Double rebound, I guess. Don't take it so hard. I'm the one that just got dumped.
No, I get it. I didn't expect to see those two hooking up. Come on, let's get out of here.
I still a thousand ships in search of you. Travel to distant lands. I dove for sunken gold. I took what I could hold with yours. Still the greatest treasure I've held in my hand. A tattered photograph, my pocket hole. I keep you secretly. Study every line you're etched upon my mind for Not a million soldiers could take you from me. My love.
Are ya?
The reason I survive. Trust we'll be together soon. Should our fire turn to dark, take my heart with you.
I didn't know if you'd come.
I didn't either. Aria, this is dangerous for the both of us.
I know.
But I'm only worried about you. I want you to be safe. To be happy. And I want you to be sure that this, that we, are what you want.
There's only one place where I can be sure of that.
Where? We're crazy, you know that, right?
I know.
So how are we going to do this? We can't spend the rest of our lives on sidewalks in the rain.
I have an idea. What do you mean she destroyed the flash drive?
And she vaporized it. Nothing left but smoke.
But why would she do that? I mean, that was the most important thing.
Obviously it was important, okay? That's why I kept a copy of the files.
You did?
Yeah. And I'll keep working on them too. If we keep it a secret from Hannah.
Why?
Because I love her and I want to protect her. And it seems like finding out what's on that phone is the best way to accomplish that.
No, I don't want to lie to Hannah. Caleb, and I don't want to lie to you.
Yeah, about that. So I'm going to do this, and I need something from you.
What?
Answers. Starting with, what is it that Hannah's so afraid of me finding?
Where's Holden? He... Aria?
Sorry. Aria really wanted dessert, but we didn't want to miss you, so I went myself. You were off by a block, by the way.
My mistake. You know me and my directions.
Peanut butter and chocolate,
uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah, thank you.
Coffee or vanilla? I went for the classics.
Thank you.
So what exactly did you tell him?
As little as possible. That Jenna's trying to frame us for Allison's murder. That Gareth's helping her. And that despite what the police believe, Ian's confession probably doesn't tell the whole story. And then I figured the rest is something that all of us need to talk about.
All of us, except Hannah.
I don't feel any better about this than you do, but we did the right thing. Caleb knows what he has to know. Maybe what he got won't be any good, and we won't have to use him anymore. So we're hoping that nothing's on here. Dance, you little bastards.
That's weird.
What? What's inside it?
Fish. Come on here.
Allison.
You're going down. No. And we are all going down. What? You taped us doing this? What is wrong with you?
Now we know why you hit the camera.
Hey, once you're a member of the club, you're always a member of the club. Just making sure you're in as deep as I am.
He's coming upstairs.
That's Allison about to walk in and find him. It's for the last few seconds of her life. She doesn't want Caleb to get any more. Yeah, but if he does, maybe if we really can give this to the police, maybe everything can finally be over. Over. Toby was getting back from the hospital later today. Smart